few interruptions.
Lamed Tes. We were trying to find out whether it's possible to achieve what's called Simcha She'enu Tolu B'Dovah. A happiness, whatever that word means, we haven't defined our terms yet. A simcha that's not dependent on any external factors. That means no matter what's going on around us, outside of us, my simcha level stay the same, if that's possible. And if it's possible, how do you achieve it? And we said it has to be possible because the Torah demands it. Not only the Torah demands it, but without that, if you read this week's Parsha, you saw not such pleasant things happening in this week's Parsha. Yeah, nobody wants that aliyah. Except the Mekubalim understand what that aliyah really is. They run after that aliyah. Aval, all the tzoros, all the problems, all the churban that we have, it's counterintuitive, but the Pasuk tells us, is dependent on this factor. So we have to understand if this is possible. Is it something that's possible? So that was the whole Agdama we had. And now we're about to start the journey. Let's see. If we get to the end of the safe and you tell me the answer is no, well then I'm sorry. I apologize. That's the question. What's the answer? I don't know. Let's see. Let's see. Take a few months and we'll get an answer and you'll see if it has got your money's worth. Okay. You do a lekol ki ava b'koycha lehoilet simcha. It's known to everybody that ahava, love, whatever that is, has the ability to give birth to simcha. Kashe adam oise pe'ule shu'oev la'soiso, b'chash b'simcha. When a person is doing something he loves doing, he feels b'simcha. L'umezois kashe adam ein oev esadova, b'gamenu sameach la'soiso. If a person doesn't love doing it, so he's not going to be, not going to enjoy it. He's not going to have simcha when he does it. He'll do it because he has to do it. Aval lo magish, yeah, wow, he feels good about it. From here, you can draw the conclusion that if you want to acquire simcha, that's getting really heavy. You have to acquire ava la'atzmeinu. I'm going to translate it as crudely as I can. Self-love. Okay, we'll see what that means. I'm just, for now, we're just starting. Let's use that well-worn phrase. Self-love. So when we love ourselves, we'll be samach with the mere fact that I exist. My mere existence will give me simcha. Simcha amitis. That genuine love will give birth to genuine simcha. Okay, so this obviously is raising questions in your head, confusion, what you're talking about, ma'wama, mi omer, love yourself. Oh, who doesn't love themselves? Of course, let's see. La'alan yuzbah hevdel ben avas atzmeinu shoysanenu netapeach v'lahagdil. As we go vital, we'll see there's two types of self-love. The one is something you have to work on and grow and develop. There's another type of self-love that you have to get as far away as you can as possible because it's something that'll destroy you. So we're entering into an interesting world here. You have to have self-love, but you have to know which one, because one is perfect, it's what you need, and the other one is mama shachurb. So let's see. The first misconception you have to get rid of is when you're dealing with ava. Is a ava enu inyan shel regesh ba'alma. Love is not just sort of some emotional feeling. Ava idove shenite lirchosh oisoi. It's something that you can acquire. V'kach malamdenu harambam v'yilchus tshuva perek yud. Very, very important. Every day of the year, but in Elul and a week before Rosh Hashanah, Perek Yud in Hilchos Tshuva is more critical to have a look at. There the Rambam says something nifla, moirid. You'll spend the rest of Edel just reading these few lines. You'll be doing well. Dove Yudua Vaboru. There is something that is known and is clear. שאין אבס הקורש ברוך הוא נקשרס בליבה של אדם עד שיזכה בו תומד קרוי. Genuine love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is what these days are all about. Ani doili ve doili li, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkah. Sukkah is Kulu Avos Hashem. Genuine Avos Hashem never binds itself to a person's mind, liboy, whatever you want to do with that word, at she yisko bo tomid, until he works at it continually, karoi, whatever that is, fitting in the right way. The yaz of kol ma sheba'olam chutz mimeno, and he puts aside everything else in the world except that. Kamo sheziva va'amo v'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha v'avtes Hashem elokecha v'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha. That's what it said. Now the Rambam continues. Einu oiv haKadosh Baruch Hu v'das sheyedu v'al piadei tiyav. Let's take that apart. You will only love Hashem according to the das that you know him, the knowledge that you know him. And according to that knowledge will be the love. If it's a little bit, a little bit. If it's a lot, a lot. It means the more you know Hashem, the more you'll come to love him. Lefichoch, therefore, tzarich ha'adam liyachid atzmoy. Therefore, a person should unify himself, should focus himself. Lahavin ol haskil b'chochmas b'tfunois hamodim lois koin. To understand, to look and see the wisdom and the understanding that notifies him about his creator. Kefi koyach sheyesh bonim lahavin lasik. Each one according to his ability to understand and attain. Ad kan the Rambam. One thing, we'll go back, we'll go look at this again, because there's very many floim in this Rambam. Well, let's just see what he says here. Nimtze im kein sha'avas Hashem nircheshes al yedei yediyas Hashem v'hakoros drocha. Avas Hashem is acquired. It's not something you're just going to fall into your lap. You're not saying, I love you. It's acquired by knowing Hashem and recognizing his way. Look at the Rambam again. Einu oiv haKadosh Baruch Hu b'das sheyedeihu v'al piyadei tehi ha'av. According, in proportion to the knowledge, will be the love. If it's a little bit, a little bit. If it's a lot, it's a lot. V'avtas Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. So I'll tell you something else the Rambam teaches us. In two places, he says something different. The Chinuch also says different, well, you'll see that these two issues are built into your daily life, and you say them every day, and you never know what you say. And if you'll focus on this, you can acquire this already now. As usual, it's not something I've never said before. This is something that's been said many, many times, but you've all forgotten it. Maybe not everyone, but most of you have forgotten. The mitzvah of Shema Yisrael that we say twice a day, three times a day, starts off with V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha. You have to love Hashem v'chol levavcha v'nafshecha v'modecha, with everything, with all your being. How do you do that? How do you do that? So the Rambam in two separate places tells us how you do this. In Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam says you misboinen in Torah, because the Rambam says to the amount that you know Hashem, so you'll come to love him. How do you find out about Hashem? You look in the Torah. The Torah is Hashem. There's a gilu of the Rotzon Hashem, which is Hashem himself. Hashem and his Rotzon are not two different things. They're the same thing. So he's boiling in Torah. You sit down and you meditate in Torah. Whatever Torah is a big thing. It's a massive thing. It's a Pasuk in Chumash. It's a Mishnah. It's a Shtikel Tanakh. It's whatever Torah is. Torah is big. It's a Gemara. It's a whatever. Lo mashaneh what it is, but you misbode it in Torah. You learn halacha. Whatever you're drawn to, whatever you find enjoyable in Torah, you're drawn to that. That's called Torah. The more you misbode and you learn and you understand Torah, the more you come to love Hashem automatically. That's it, the Rambam. The Rambam in the Yad HaChazakah asked the same question. How do you come to love Hashem? He says, by misbode in the Bria, you look at the world, and you learn how to meditate and how to look at the world, And by investigating and seeing the deeds, the ma'asim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, because that's where Hashem manifests his ma'asim, everything in the world is all ma'asa Hashem. And you spend a bit of time, a few minutes every day, just thinking about the wondrous creation that you see around you, automatically says the Rambam, you'll come to love Hashem. Good. Have you noticed that before Kriya Shema, you say two brachos? You notice before Kriya Shema, there's two brachos. What are those two brachos? The first one is Yetzah Ma'iris. Have a look and see what's going on around you. Look at the world. Just look at the sun and the moon. That itself is enough to blow your mind. If you just think about the sun and the moon for 15 minutes, you cannot be the same person again. Because it's beyond comprehension what you're looking at and understanding. That's Yetzah Ma'iris. And then the next bracha is Avarabba. You know, if somebody forgot to say Birkas HaTorah, he's not sure whether he said Birkas HaTorah, he can be Yetzi Birkas HaTorah with Avarabba because it's Birkas HaTorah. He's Boinen in Torah. So those two brachas are the preparation you need in order to say Shema, in order to come to Avos Hashem. That's why they're there. He's Boinen in the Bria, he's Boinen in Torah. Why that order? Good question. First you burn in Torah, then he's burning in the Bria. If you're not he's burning in Torah, you want Adam is burning in the Bria. As Simcha Wasserman Zatzal told me, if you'll be burning in the Bria without being burning in Torah first, you'll think that you come from a monkey. Okay, good. Okay, that's a side problem. But that's the Avoider. The Avoider is to be burning in the Bria and be burning in Torah. Mameli, you come to us, that's the Avoider, that's where the work is. Okay, so that's all in this Rambam. And the more you do that, the more you'll come to know Hashem, the more you'll love Hashem. So we see that Ava is something that you have to acquire, you have to work at it. It doesn't just come naturally. You fall in love. You're looking at somebody and Cupid shoots an arrow in your back. And then you fall in love with your secretary and you give up your wife. Because when you saw your wife, somebody shot an arrow. Now that's how it works. Eh? Cupid, you all know what Cupid is. Somebody knows Cupid is, well, I'm gratified. That's fantastic. I'm not talking to you. It's like you're looking over the fence at your neighbor's kids and Cupid shoots you. You tell your kids, I'm moving next door to the neighbor's kids. You don't fall in love. Love is something you have to work at and acquire. That other thing that you thought was love is called infatuation. That's Hashem's way of tricking you into things he wants you to do and you don't want to do, like getting married. So you get infatuated, and then you get married, and then after the seven brachas, that's when the work starts. And then you spend 50, 60 years doing this so that you can come to love. Okay, so that's Ava Shainu Tolu B'Dover. Why is it Shainu Tolu B'Dover? Because it's my Bechira to do that. I choose to love. What brings you to love? You have to do these things. But it's not Tolu on what's outside of you. Havonas hadova, understanding something. Vidiyosoi moilida ava klapov, gives birth to a love for that thing. Ubehetim la madregas hayadia, in accordance to the level of the knowledge, kain tikdo ha'ava, so the love will grow. Lutukma. Mishiodai lenagen, who gam oiv lenagen, someone who's really good at playing the violin, enjoys playing the violin. Isaac Stern used to practice 8 hours a day. You think he would get it right eventually? Well, that's another question. You can never get it right. That's what's fascinating about the umnus. That's not our subject now. You can never get it. You can never perfect it. But someone who doesn't enjoy playing the violin doesn't practice for 8 hours a day. That doesn't mean it was always enjoyable. I'm sure there were days when you didn't want to practice and you didn't feel like doing it. But by and all, generally speaking, you'd ask him to say, I love playing the violin. I don't want to do it. Somebody knows how to learn Torah. He's acquired the basic skills you need for learning Torah. He loves learning Torah. Does it mean it's always geschmack? No, there's some days you want to throw the Gemara out the window. Well, he enjoys it because he's good at it and he likes it. Somebody who enjoys the business world and understands the secrets of business and understands how you do things and you buy and you sell. Business is very simple, by the way. You buy cheap and you sell expensive. That's all you need to know. It's only secret you need to know to be a successful business. You buy cheap and you sell expensive. That's all. Where you find cheap and how you sell expensive, that you need an MBA for. That's the basis of it all. You never sell at cost unless you're getting it below cost, no? Okay. Klale shel dover. Adam oy vesma shehu mismatze boy. Person loves what he finds, what he's good at, what he has a drawing to. Kechol shetegad lavanoso, as the knowledge and his expertise grows, to God love also, he becomes more and more acquainted with it, more familiar with it, more he's going to love it. Mikan agel amaskona shimanu melyani lishchus avel atzmenu. Comes out, therefore, there's another step, you see, we're trying to get to Simcha. To get to Simcha, you have to go through Ava. To get to Ava, tzarech lishchus avel atzmenu. You have to acquire love of yourself, if that's what you want to do. So before you can do the Ava, which leads to the Simcha, you have to have the knowledge. You need to know who you are. You need to take time out to find out who I am. To the extent that you know yourself, you'll come to love yourself. Most people think if I get to know myself, it's because I don't love myself, because I know myself, because I know who I really am. Huh? I'm glad someone was listening. The more you come to know yourself, the more you love yourself. For most of us, it's the opposite. The more we find out about ourselves, the more we don't love ourselves. If you find out why there's that disconnect, what are we doing wrong? Let's see. The ikfas ava tova simcha shrei ava moilida simcha. So we have to know ourselves in order to love ourselves, in order to have simcha. What are you talking about? Loving ourselves? Of course we love ourselves. Everybody is short of self-love. Most of us board on narcissism. I mean, don't love ourselves. That's all we think about the old days, myself. Who doesn't love himself? You love your neighbor like you love yourself. The neighbor there, he's a bit of a hard guy to love him. Me? I'm the easiest guy in the world to love. Of course I love myself. You've known since you're a baby, you love yourself. It's a natural thing, it's implanted in you. And we've been told that you have to transcend this love of yourself and start giving others. We're not in the world for ourselves, you're in the world to help everybody else. How are we so brazen, chutzpedik to say, kikol koitev avodas Hashem, the entire avodas Hashem, everything you were ever taught about avodas Hashem, oimed al kav she'adam yoves atzmo. That's all on the pillar that a person has to love himself. Mazik, that's exactly the opposite of what they taught you. You have to love your fellow man, you have to help, you have to go out, you have to sacrifice yourself in order to help others. But my mommy, I love myself. That's the most important thing in the world. What are we talking about? Just one more quick paragraph. You know, the Marbi Sapella, quite astounding. Very few people love themselves. I don't know what the statistics are, but I believe that there's a lot of psychologists out there and they all make an ass of it. People who love themselves don't get a psychologist. Just a bit. Psychologists can come to him. I'm not saying the only reason we got a psychologist is because we don't love ourselves. But someone who loves himself and is besimcha and is simcha sachai doesn't have to pay someone 800 shekels an hour to listen to his problem. He can do it himself. Most people don't love themselves. They don't know themselves. They don't know who they really are. And as a result of that, they don't love themselves. Like the Rambam told us, and the Rambam's not a story, the Rambam's not a psychology book, it's not a Musa sefer, it's a halacha sefer. The halacha is, to the extent that you know yourself, you love yourself. Adam she'eini yodea mihu, person doesn't know who he is. Einu mesugel oivis atzmoi. Shevada einu mesugel ismoich batzmoi. He can't love himself, and then for sure he can't be happy with himself. Amnam advarim niri muzorim. the Muskel Rishon. For sure, that sounds very weird when you first encounter it. They will become clear, and we will understand them as a Hashem, we'll be able to use them to our benefit. Adkar v'chadashot.